So much for ordinary. Thank you, David. Miriam's. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. What a treat. And I want to be very careful. I want to be very careful to, and I know that they understand this. I want to be careful not to praise you. But I want to thank you for your obedience. I want to thank you for your willingness and your faithfulness. Because all power and all honor and all glory goes to the Father. And I believe with all my heart that you exemplified that, that you don't relish any of that honor and glory for yourself today. And you directed praise and honor and glory to the Father. And God bless you for doing that. This morning, I have a message for us that I've been thinking about all week, and I have sought out the Lord, and I've the more things change, the more they stay the same. That's what the Lord gave me. Today we have a wide representation in this room, and it is absolutely beautiful. It is beautiful. I think as I look around and I see we've got brothers and sisters from some other churches represented here today, and God bless you. It is so good to have you with us today. We got some folks here from Little Flock, and they have been devastated with the fire in their church. Their sanctuary was pretty much destroyed. Am I right? And have just been devastated at their church, and it's a struggle. I'm quite certain. And it is great to have you with us today. And I see some other folks back here joining us in the back there. It's good to have you with us today. And as I look about, I just have to say this. I think in this room today we have a little closer representation of what heaven's going to look like. And I think it's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. God bless you all for being here. We have several guests, several from have come back just for homecoming. Some past members, old members, and I'm not saying old as in age-wise, I'm just saying old as in from back in the history of Dolan Baptist Church, right? Okay, just bear with me there. Give me a little bit of grace. When you walk in the place here, you may have noticed that there's been some changes made. When you worshiped with us this morning, you may have picked up on some different, you may have noticed some differences in the way worship went. Maybe not. Maybe it's just right up your alley or whatever. But there's a verse I want to share with you. It's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. That says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Forever is a really long time. Have you noticed that? Forever is a really, really, really long time. We have not even begun to scratch the surface of forever yet. You've heard me say that the Word of God never changes, right? But the methods of getting God's Word to the people should always be in flux. You've heard me say that time and time again. God's Word never changes. His principles gleaned from His Word never change. The doctrines based on God's Word do not change, but those things should always be changing us. You see, the God who never changes is really all about change. That may sound strange, but the God who never changes is all about change. People don't like change. Even those people who say they like change or they really like want change, they really only like change when it suits them. Have you ever noticed that? Huh? I like change when it's what I want to have changed. Come on now. If it's something I don't want changed, I have this special little treat that I grew up with. You take 4 pieces of bread and you toast it. Zachary knows where I'm going with this because I have passed on my treat to my children. You take 4 pieces of bread and you toast them. Now, since I have had my stomach surgery, I can no longer do 4 pieces. Now I do 2 pieces. You take 4 pieces of bread, you toast it, and then you smear a thick layer of peanut butter over the top of it. You score it with a knife down the middle and you fold it over. Then you take a cup of milk and put it in the microwave for 2 minutes. You take it out. You skim the scum off the top. You take 3 heaping teaspoons of Nestle Quick chocolate. You put it in the milk and you stir it up. You stir it up. You make cocoa. And you take that folded over piece of toast with peanut butter on it. Good and crispy now. Okay, good and crispy. Dip it in the hot chocolate. 2 great tastes that taste great together, right? Grew up calling it cocoa and toast. As my kids grew up, it got shortened to Coconon. Don't know how, but you know how kids, they just say what they want to say, and then it becomes that, right? So now it's called Coconon. Don't mess with my Coconon. Okay, you don't do the toast different. You don't do something else instead of peanut butter. You don't do the liquid chocolate stuff. No, it has to be Nestle Quick powdered stuff. You don't mess with that. You don't change my Coconon. Okay? I like change, but don't you mess with my Coconon. I don't want my Coconon changed. Okay? I like change, but not with something I don't want changed. Okay? Don't jack with my coconut. In this church, I want to recognize some folks who I very much admire and respect. People like Agnes Halton. People like Mary Baker. And although I don't believe she's here today, Dorothy Lambert. Sis Griffin. There are many others who are no longer with us. People like Jane Nelson. And many others who I could stand here for a long time and name. People that could have been very resistant to change. And we've gone through a lot of changes just in the 9 years that I've served as pastor here at Dolan Baptist Church. However, these people did not resist. Now, they may not have fully embraced at first, and they may not have fully embraced some of the changes to this date, but guess what? They're still here worshiping and serving the Lord in this place, and that is commendable. I can remember when we first put up a screen on the stage. It was on this side. It was over this way just a little bit further this way. Miss Agnes walked in the back door back when there was a wall still back there in the, just right behind the sound booth. Miss Agnes walked in the back door. Miss Agnes, I'm not sure if you remember this or not. She walked in the back door and she walked in and said, "Oh, preacher, that won't do. That just won't do, preacher." I said, "What's the matter, Miss Agnes?" She said, "I can't see the baptistry." And I said, "Now, Miss Agnes, where do you normally sit on Sunday?" She said, "Right over there." I said, "Let's walk over here to where you sit. walked over there to where she normally sits. I said, now, can you see the baptistry from here? She looked and said, well, yeah, I can see the baptistry from here. She said, I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try. I said, okay. Okay. A couple weeks later, Miss Agnes came up to me. She said, preacher. Actually, I think she said, Brother Mike. I like that scream. I said, you do? Tell me why. She said, when you put the verses up on that screen, I can read them better than I can out of my Bible. I said, God bless you, Agnes. I got to be honest with you. We're not through changing things. We're about to give the outside of the church a facelift. We'll be doing some work in the gym as far as lighting and ceiling repair. I wish we could have had that done before today. I really wish we could have. We've got the lights on order. They'll be in here very soon. And when you get out there, you'll see some ragtag stuff in the ceiling that's going to be repaired probably in the next few weeks. I wish we could have had that all nice and pretty and tidied up for you today. We started a shoe ministry that I spoke of earlier. Today, we did that last year. We're going to do that again this year, planning to put 200 pairs of brand new shoes on people's feet this summer. We started doing mission trips 8 years ago, and we'll continue to do more of those in the future. But there are some new things to try. I'm not afraid to try new things. I would rather try and fail than to never try it at all. But I'm not talking about just trying things for trying's sake. I'm talking about trying things to reach people for Christ. Trying things to get people to go deeper in their relationship with Christ. Folks, isn't that why we're here? That's why I'm here. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13 say this. So Christ himself gave apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, listen, to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, to become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. I want to reach lost people. I want to see people grow. Now, I've had the privilege of seeing some of that. But I long to see so much more. Let me encourage you to come Sunday night and Wednesday nights, because that's where we really dig deeper. How many of you come on Sunday and Wednesday nights? How many of you would testify that we dig a little deeper on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights? Come on. We gather around. It's a little less formal. We open God's Word. We dig deeper. We discuss. We learn from each other as we look into God's Word. We're equipping the saints here at Dolan Baptist Church. And for what? All I can tell you is that God's not going to waste it. God is raising up. God is raising us up for such a time as this. Whatever it is that's coming, I want us to be ready for it. And I believe that if we will be ready, God will provide, because it is His will that all people should come to know Him. It's His will. It's His desire. Countless lives have been touched over the last 106 years of this church. Pastor after pastor after pastor have devoted themselves to the preaching and the teaching of God's words, and God bless each and every one of them. People have given themselves to this church. People have ministered in this church. People have volunteered in this church. People, members, have come and gone out and done the work of this church. And God bless each and every one of them. Folks, we wouldn't be here today if it hadn't been for them. God bless each and every one of them. We stand on their shoulders. We owe them a debt of gratitude. And we owe it to them to continue the work. There have been some great days in the past, and I believe with all my heart that some of the greatest days are yet to come. God will be faithful. Because He's always been faithful. And guess what? He will always be faithful. The only question is, will we be ready? That part is up to us. I know some are well on their way. Oh, but there's room for more. There is so much room for more. People have believed in this church for over a century. I believe God has believed in this church for a lot longer than that. I believe God has had Dolan Baptist Church on His radar for a long, long, long time. And that fires me up. If we were a cavalry, I'd say, let's mount up. Let's saddle up. If we were a ball team, I'd say, let's suit up. If we were an assault team, I'd say, let's gear up. Lock and load. If we were all men, I'd say, let's man up. Amen. But since we're a church, let me just say this. Let's act like we've been saved for a reason. Let's mount up with wings like eagles. Let's run and not get tired. Let's walk and not be weary. Not just to move around, but to do what God has put us here to do. To win the lost and to teach them to do the same. Folks, that's why we exist. That's why we are here. That's why Dolan Baptist Church has been planted here to do. That's why every church has been planted in their specific place to do. It's why we exist as a church, folks. Yeah, it's great to gather together and love on one another, but if that's all the church is to do, folks, we missed it. We missed the boat. If that's all we are, we're just a country club. That's not what church is, folks. That's not what, and I, don't miss me. Don't misunderstand me. That's not what Dolan Baptist is. All right? Things like I'm talking about this summer, last summer, things we've been doing, things this church has been doing for over 100 years, we got to keep on keeping on. Yeah? But it takes you and me, it takes a joint effort. Are you in? Are you in? Are you... Are you on the train? Whoop, whoop. I can't do that big train sound. Are you on board? I know I'm talking to a bunch of visitors and guests here today. But let me tell you, I'm just saying, this church is going places. There's a work that's going on here, and something big is about to happen. Because God is doing a work, and He's not doing it for naught. God is doing something here. He's preparing this place. He's preparing this people for something. Let me tell you, if you're one of our folks here that's regular here, don't you dare miss it. Don't you dare miss it. You will miss out on a blessing. You'll miss out on an opportunity to be a blessing, and you will miss out on receiving a blessing because you've been a blessing. This church is a marker. It's a physical landmark. Do you know that this church is on the map of the Bicycle Tourists Associate, whatever it is? This map, this church is a stop for bicyclists. It's on the map. There exists a map for bicyclists. Dolan Baptist Church is a stopping point. They come and park under the shade trees. And I talk to them every time I get a chance. Offer them water, coffee, whatever they want. Most of them have everything they need, but we've let them in inclement weather. We've let them put their tents under our canopy. We even let some of them stay in the house one night. Let them take a shower, fed them breakfast the next morning. You remember that? Great folks. This physical place, this is a great spot for, we were just talking the other day, on the weekends. This is a, the parking lot is a busy place. This is the local landmark for Children Exchange. It's sad. It's your turn to have the kids. We'll meet at Dolan Baptist Church. We'll change kids. It's sad. This is a local place. You know the place, you know the corner on the church of the 223 and the, yeah, I'll meet you there. This is a local landmark. It's the only thing left of the Dolan community right here. Okay? But let me tell you something. This place is a lot more than a local landmark. What this place is and what it should be and what it will be, what it has been and what it will continue to be, is a lighthouse. Just say this. It's time to turn the light up a little bit brighter. Do I have anybody that's willing to add a little fuel to the fire? Come on. Come on. Folks, it takes you and me, by the power of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen. It takes you and me being willing, under the direction of God and His Spirit, following His command, not suggestion, following His command to go and make disciples, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's our mission. We got to keep on keeping on, folks. We got to keep on keeping on. I'm not sure. This is not your hellfire and brimstone message. This is not the most evangelistic message about coming to Jesus and getting saved. Folks, this is about the future of Dolan Baptist Church. This is about bringing the past to the present and moving it to the future. About continuing the great legacy of Dolan Baptist Church that I am so privileged and honored to be a part of, and moving into the future. Folks, I believe God still has a plan for Dolan Baptist, and it's going to be here for a long time. This is a great place. It's a great place full of great people. And God still has a plan. You and I are the ones under God's power to fulfill that plan. Are you in? You know what that spells? Are you in? Come on, somebody help me. Are you ready to run? Are you ready to run? Let's run. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for your word, how it encourages us, how it challenges us. Father, how it commands us. Father, may you find us faithful. May you find us faithful to honor your word. Father, may we not take it as suggestions. Father, may we see it what it is. Father, you've commanded us. Father, if we consider ourselves truly followers of you, may we see it for what it is, a command, and may you find us faithful and obedient to do what you have told us to do. Father, I thank you for this church. I thank you for the men and the women who for over a century have devoted themselves day in and day out and have done the work. Father, we wouldn't be here if it hadn't have been for the things that they have done, the lives that they have touched, the work that they've done, the devotion that they have poured into this church. Father, I'm so grateful. Father, now the mantle has been passed to us. Oh, Lord, may you find us faithful to continue the work. Not just for their sake, not for our sake, certainly not for our sake. But, Lord, for the sake of the lost, but ultimately, Father, for your sake, for your glory, for your kingdom. Out of our love and respect and honor for you alone, Lord, to accomplish your will and your purpose in this place for such a time as this. May you find us faithful. In Jesus' name.